Of the Planning and Development and Extension Education Committee. Glad to have each of you here tonight. Tonight's going to be a slightly different format, but we'll still be able to conduct our business as normal tonight and address all of our needs. Andy, as we're getting started here, would you be able to just verify that we are in compliance with open meetings laws and that this has been publicly officially noticed as needed?
Yes, thank you. So I show on the screen the proof of publication, which indicates that the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News of the classroom notice, posting on July 1st and July 6th. The comp plan items were posted within the 30-day required as state statutes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And for those out in the hall, were you able to hear Andy sufficiently? Okay, thank you. All right, that being said, committee members, I would like to propose that we make a slight adjustment to our amendment, to our agenda tonight. And so what I'm proposing, and I'd ask for a motion from the committee, is that we take agenda item number number 14 and move that to the end of our meeting so that we can do all of our land use issues, so that any of the representatives who are here tonight, we can just cluster those all together. And then we'll do agenda item number 14, the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. We'll move that to the end of the meeting. And those representatives are aware of that and are okay with that.
I have something before we start. I want to restate my objection. I'm not sure if it's working or not. It's on. I don't know.
Is there another button over there?
It's on.
Just speak directly into the
I'm right there.
Thank you.
Oh, it's working.
Oh, thank you.
Is it working now?
Yep. Gotcha.
Okay, thank you. I just want to state my objection again about the meeting and the interview virtually. Because we had a big discussion not too long ago, and by doing virtual in person or in text, and was voted that nothing could be done virtual. So I want to just make an objection.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Guido. Your objection is noted. As we talked about earlier in the meeting, all of the voting members, all of the actual committee members, are here in person. And even pre-pandemic, there's always been precedent for having staff members or other experts to utilize technology to participate in the meetings as needed. That's not typically how we do it, but as needed, sometimes that is the case. Okay, also, just as we get started here, we'll just do a roll call vote, attendance. And just want to mention officially for the record that all committee members, including both youth and governance, are here tonight for this portion of our meeting. So for attendance purposes, all committee members, including youth and governance, are here tonight. Okay, so again, is there I'd entertain a motion that we move agenda item 14 to the end of the meeting to be taken up after the land use items. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved.
And, second.
And seconded by Supervisor Beth. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay? Okay, so we certainly will address that issue. We're just going to move it to the end of the meeting to cluster all of the land use items together, and appreciate your understanding and flexibility on that. Okay, that being said, many of our agenda items, we have a large agenda tonight, but if you look closely, many of these agenda items are related. So for instance, 6, 7, and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, these are clustered together. So again, for efficiency's sake, I'll also be entertaining motions that we address some of these items together and vote on them as one. That leads us to agenda item number 6 tonight, the Drissel property and the comprehensive plan amendment for that. Andy, if you would introduce this one for us tonight, give us any background information, and then we'll vote on this one if it does require a roll call vote from the committee. So we'll vote on this one separately. For 7 and 8, which are the same property, we'll just combine those two if the committee sees fit to do that and address those two together. All right, Andy.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Thank you, everyone, for be there in person, just because of circumstances, but in any case, we're going to need to have everyone make sure they speak well into their mics and that they're turned on and speak straight into them, so we can get a good recording, and then it just makes it easier for me to hear. So with that, item number six is Robert and Kate Driscoll were both from Trust, 15941 Durand Avenue, 37B, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182R, Diane and John Myers, 20307 15th Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182 8th, request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, Act 65 of the Comprehensive Plan, from farmland protection to farmland protection in rural density residential, on tax parcel number 304-220011-0204, located in the town of Wright. So this item, I'll bring up the map for this, and the petitioner will be able to step up to the mic and explain exactly what they're looking at doing with their property. You can explain the entire whole process of what you're looking for, which is a content rezone and CSM, so that it all makes sense. But they'll be only voting on the comp plan first and then the other two items separately. So I'll go through a few things just to kind of set the stage. So this is the comp plan, and you can see the overall property highlighted here. And then this section of 6.66 acres where the comp plan is being asked to be to change. And that is in conjunction with a rezoning and then a certified survey map. And I'll show that just so that it kind of makes some sense here on how that parcel is being proposed, being created. So then again, if the petitioner can state exactly the purpose that they're coming forth to committee and looking for these actions.
Okay, is there a representative here for this property tonight? Okay, great. Whoever would be speaking, if you would please just come up to one of these tables, and that way you'll be able to speak directly into the mic and answer any questions. All right, so once you get settled there, if you could just push, is it this button here,
yep.
Amy? This red button here, and then wait a minute, and then you may need to push this power button
yep.
here. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. So again, if you just state your name and record, just your name and address for the record, and then just explain to us, in your own words, what you'd like to do with this property and anything else you'd like us to know. Thank you.
Yes, my name is John Myers. My current address is 20307 15th Street, Union Grove, Town of Paris. Me and my wife are planning to build a single-story ranch house and retire there. And probably not going to have no business or nothing, no horses. We're just going to take our shoes off. That's about it.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Myers. Supervisors, committee members, youth and governance, any questions at all for Mr. Myers, for the petitioner? Any questions from the committee? All right, seeing none. Is there anybody here from the public that is here to speak on agenda item number six? Is there anybody that would like to speak in favor of agenda item number six? Anybody at all? Okay, hearing none. Is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition to agenda item number six tonight? Anybody here that would like to speak in opposition to this item? Okay, hearing none. Then Andy, if you would fill us in on the town's recommendations, any other information that we need, and then that might generate some more questions or discussion from the committee.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so I have on the screen the action that was taken by the town of Wright on May 10th by their town board. A motion was made and it carried 3-0 on the comp plan amendment.
Okay, great. Thank you. Supervisors, youth and governance, any other questions or feedback at all? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item number six.
Motion to approve. Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Nudo. Motion made by Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. This does require a roll call vote. And so we'll just go down the line to keep things simple. Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Noodle?
Aye.
Gashke?
Aye.
Maurer?
Aye.
Beth?
Aye.
Brooke?
Aye.
And Mackenzie?
Aye.
All right, it passes unanimously. Thank you. You can just stay here. I doubt we'll have any further questions for you, but since these next two items are, that we'll just go ahead and... Okay, that being said, as I mentioned, committee, I entertain a motion that we address items 7 and 8 together, as they are kind of a package deal here.
So moved.
All right, so, moved by Supervisor Noodle, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Okay, great, that passes. So we'll just, because these are two related items, we will address and handle them together for efficiency's sake. Okay, Andy, if you would read these two into the record, and then if there's any further explanation from the petitioner or any questions from the committee, we'll address those as they come up.
Okay, thank you. So item 7 is Robert and Kate Vistarogo, Vote Trust, 15941 Durand Avenue, 37D, Unionville, Wisconsin, 53182, owner Diane and John Myers, 20307 15th Street, Unionville, Wisconsin, 53182, agent. Requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District in R1 Rural Residential District on tax parcel number 304-220011-0204, located in the town of Brighton. And then number 8 is the certified survey map located on said parcel. So with that, I will just bring up the rezoning. Now that the comprehensive plan has been approved, this rezoning would be compliant with that comprehensive plan approval, which is basically asking from the property to go from A1 in the section green here to go to R2, and that is based upon the fact that there is this certified survey map that they're proposing to split off these this acreage. And with that, we have reviewed the certified survey map, and if there's a recommendation to approve, we would recommend to approve subject to the CSM conditions.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Any additional feedback for us or anything else?
No.
Okay, so now, okay, yeah, committee members, any questions for the petitioner? Any questions at all? All right, seeing none. Then again, I'll just ask if there's anybody here tonight that would like to speak in opposition to agenda item 7 or 8. Anybody here that would like to speak, excuse me, in favor of 7 or 8, in favor? All right, hearing none. Anybody that's here to speak in opposition to 7 or 8 tonight? Anybody that's here to speak in opposition? Okay, hearing none. Then Andy, if you have any additional feedback for us from the municipality, and then I'll entertain a motion that we vote on this.
Yes, so again, showing on the screen for everyone's reference, the rezoning and certified survey map will bought for the town of Brighton on May 10th. Both items had a motion to approve, and they were approved unanimously.
Okay, great. Well, if there are no further questions, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt agenda items 7 and 8.
So moved.
Moved by Supervisor. Was that a second?
With conditions as stated?
Yes, moved with conditions as stated.
Conditions as stated.
Seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. Okay, committee members, youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? Okay, and then committee as a whole, I is there any, all in favor, please say aye. Committee
aye.
Members,
aye.
Aye.
Committee members, any opposed, nay? All right. Thank you. This passes unanimously. Agenda items number 6, 7, and 8. We appreciate you being here tonight, and we wish you well as you move forward with this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, then that leads us to agenda items 9, 10, and 11. 9, 10, and 11, again, these three are related. And again, we'll do number 9, self-standing, just because it will require a roll call vote, and then we'll bundle 10 and 11 together. So if there's a representative here tonight, feel free to come forward. And then, yes, the mic's available, the seat's warm, and we're ready for you. So, Andy, then if you would read number 9 in your record for us officially and set that up for discussion tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So item number 9 is Jerome and Police, 422-144th Avenue, Unico, Wisconsin, 531-82 owner, request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map of Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to farmland protection to suburban density residential on tax parcel number 454-221-0230-100, located in the town of Paris. So for this, we'll provide a map for you that shows the entire property here with the northeast corner having the request for the change from farmland protection to suburban density. And then there, again, will be the associated rezone and then the certified survey map, which I'll bring up. So you can see this, it's a two-page certified survey map. So there is a blow-up of the lot here. And then there is the entire property shown here on the second page.
Okay, great. Thank you, Andy. Then if you would, just for our official record, if you just state your name and your address, please, and then, again, just in your own words, explain to us what you'd like to do with this property and any information that we should know. Thank you.
Yeah. Jerry Fleece, or Jerome Fleece, yeah, 422 144th Avenue, Union Grove. Just partially off 2 acres for my daughter to build a home, a single family home on it, on the farm. Basically, it, I guess.
Okay, great. Thank you. Committee members, any questions at all? Any questions or feedback, committee members, the governance? Okay. All right, then, again, just for the record, I need to ask, is there anybody that is here tonight that would like to speak in opposition to number 9 tonight? Is there anybody that... I keep getting those confused, don't I? Because it doesn't really matter. But is there anybody that's here to speak in favor of number 9 tonight? Anybody that's here to speak in favor? All right, hearing none. Anybody here to speak in opposition to number 9 tonight? Anybody to speak in opposition? All right, hearing none. And Andy, if you would give us any feedback from the municipality, and then if there are any further questions from the committee, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt this.
Okay, thank you. On the screen, you can see the action taken by the Paris Town Board on June 22nd in regards to the comp plan amendment. The motion was made to approve it, that passed unanimously.
Okay, great. Committee members, any further feedback? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number 9. Moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Nudo. Again, this will require a roll call vote, and we'll just go down the line to keep things simple. So, Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Nudo?
Aye.
Gashke? Aye. Maurer?
Aye.
Beth?
Aye.
Brooke?
Aye.
And McKenzie?
Aye.
All right, this passes unanimously for the comprehensive land amendment. That leads us to numbers 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 10 and 11. And again, if the committee would like to make a motion that we address these together just for efficiency, moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Nudo. All in favor, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, youth and governance? Okay, committee members, all in favor of addressing 10 and 11 together, please say aye.
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 All right, any opposed, nay? Okay, good. We will do that. We'll address numbers 10 and 11 together. Mr. Fleiss, any additional feedback for us at all? If not, that's completely
no.
All right. Yeah. Okay, great. So again, this is the same land, same property here. Andy, if you could read numbers 10 and 11 to the record for us, please, and then we'll move forward with addressing these.
All right, thank you. So item 10 and 11, 10 being Jerome and Fleece, 422-144th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 531-82 owner, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R1 Rural Residential District, and a PUD Plan Unit Development certified server man.
Okay, great. Thank you for that background info, Andy. Okay, committee members, if there are no further questions or discussion, then I entertain a motion that we approve 10 and 11 with the conditions as stated.
So moved.
Okay, it was moved by Supervisor Beth, seconded by Supervisor Nudo. And well, this is just a simple voice vote, youth and governance. All in favor, please. Oh, yeah, Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you. I just wanted to note, not necessarily about this, but the rest of everybody here tonight, what you're done, this is not glamorous. With that, go ahead, teacher.
But why would anybody want to?
Yeah. You're more than welcome to, but I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, Supervisor Rodriguez is absolutely correct. No obligation to stay once your issues are addressed. Thank you. Okay, so youth and governance, 10 and 11, conditions. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, this passes. So thank you, Mr. Fleiss. Get your three agenda items passed. And again, we wish you well as you move forward with this development.
All right, thank you.
Indeed, and just for the record, I'll just indicate that those were approved at the town board on June 22nd, both items.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. Okay, so then moving right along, number 12 and 13. We don't have any comp plan things to address, so this is just number 12 and 13. And I'll entertain a motion that we address these together as well for efficiency's sake.
So
moved by Supervisor Rodriguez. I'll second that. Supervisor Gashke. All in favor of addressing 12 and 13 together, youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, we'll address 12 and 13 together. And as we're getting set up here, if a representative is here tonight to speak on that, again, please feel free to come forward. And this mic is all set up here, if you'd like to set up here and speak. Okay. Andy, if you would read both of these items into our record officially tonight, and then we'll be able to take action on these.
Okay, thank you again. This is item number 12 and then 13. 12 being Kenneth R. and Karen M. Kirkman, Rural Across the P.O. Box 923, New Munster, Wisconsin, 5315R, Bill Lombardi, Lombardi, Inc., 33911, Canadian Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 531058, and requesting a conditional use permit to allow contractor business in the B5 wholesale trade within warehousing district on part of tax parcel number 954-119-0320-0411, located in the town of Wheatland. Item 13 being associated certified survey map to create a parcel for this business to locate. And with that, I'll provide a couple of maps for you. Show those. So here is the overall property in yellow. It already has the B5 zoning with the Kirkman Brothers business, and there is this request for a conditional use permit, and then a certified survey map that would allow for the creation of one lot right here in the southeast corner, 40,000 square feet. With this, any recommendation to approve, we would ask to do so subject to the conditions of the conditional use permit, and then subject to the conditions of the certified survey map.
Okay, great, Andy. Thanks for setting that up. Again, just for the record, if you'd state your name and your address, please, and just in your own words, explain, you know, what you'd like to do with this project or anything that we should know.
Bill Lombardi, 33911 Chico Road, town chairman of Wheatland, by the way. So I went to both of these meetings prior. All it is just a building, just like they're the same color, trying to keep the same everything the way it is, and it's going to be a place for park our vehicles for Lombardi concrete at the end of the day. So, no outside storage, no bins, no storage, same thing that Kirkland Brothers has. Everything will be exactly the same.
Okay, great.
Basically, the end of it.
All right. Committee members, youth and governance supervisors, any questions at all? Yes, Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the petitioner, it's not beyond us to change conditions in the CUP. Do you have anything in the CUP and conditions that you're not fond of or would be burdensome to?
Well, everything that we talked about with Andy and Luke and we had a meeting prior, no, we should be fine. Right? We got the parking spots, we have the room, we have 40,000 square feet, we're fine with everything according to them. So perfect. I don't see anything on there. Do you see something you don't like?
Nope, just asking.
It's pretty simple. It's just a place for us to park our vehicles.
With that, I'll support this and I encourage my colleagues to do the same.
I have a little hard to hear tonight, I think.
I said, with that, I'll support this and I encourage my colleagues to do the same.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, committee members, any further questions or feedback? Anything else from the committee? Okay, then just for formality's sake, I'll ask, is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of numbers 12 and 13? Anybody here that would like to speak in favor of numbers 12 and 13? All right, hearing none, anybody that's here to speak in opposition? Anybody here that's here to speak in opposition to 12 or 13? Okay, hearing none, then Andy, if you have any additional feedback from the town for us, and then supervisors, I'll entertain a motion that we take action on these two items.
Okay, thank you. So the town of Wheatland acted on both of these items on July 12th, and was motioned to of the rezoning to approve and then carry, and the certified survey map was reviewed through the site plan, and there were no issues.
Okay, great, thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve subject to conditions on CUP.
Is there a second to that? Okay. Motion to approve numbers 12 and 13 with conditions by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Noodle. Simple voice vote, youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, committee members, all in favor of 12 and 13, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, great, these pass. Thank you very much. I wish you well with your project.
All right, thanks. See you later, Amy.
See ya, thank you.
He said, see ya, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, now this is the point of our agenda where we've made a slight change. We've moved agenda item 14 to the end. And so now what we'll do is we'll do numbers 15 and 16, the Lorigan property, numbers 15 and 16. These were issues that were previously scheduled to come before us. The local municipality hadn't taken action needed, so we put them on the table temporarily. So I'll first entertain a motion that we take numbers 15 and 16 from the table, and then I'll entertain a motion that we address these two together. So is there a motion to remove?
So second.
Moved by Supervisor Beth, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor that we remove these from the table to discuss tonight on youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, committee members that we take from the table, 15 and 16, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, these are removed from the table. Then I'll entertain a motion that we address these two together, just for formality's sake, for efficiency's sake. Is there a motion
along those lines?
Moved by Supervisor Maurer. I'll second that. Supervisor Gashke. Again, that we addressed 15 and 16 together. Youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, committee members, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. 15 and 16, we will address these together, and they are off the table now. Andy, if you'd read these into the record and just give us any background info we need, please. As we're doing that, if there's a representative here tonight, feel free to come forward, please. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item 15 and 16, 15 being the request of John D. Lorigan Trust, 844 172nd Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 50182. Owner John B. Lorigan, 844 172nd Avenue. this, you might recall this, because Mr. Oregon came before the committee a year or two plus ago, and in regards to creating these two parcels here, and that was done through the town plan change, rezone, and then also certified survey map. And so here we have a request to do a rezoning on the remaining property that was looked at to be subdivided at some future date. At some future date is now, and being that there are a total of more than four lots, there is a need to do a preliminary plat, which Mr. Oregon is doing. And so this is the request to rezone this area here and leave open under the PUD requirements the rest of this property here is 53.49 acres. All right, that's actually remaining 38 acres, and that's in conjunction with the preliminary plat, and I will show you that. That's being proposed, and I'm disorientating this correctly. So it is the same as the map, and you can see here again these two parcels that exist, and then three new parcels that will be created. It has an outlot, and that outlot is for the stormwater, which needs to take into account the new road, which will be put in, and any existing drainage on this land, and what will be happening from three new homes being on this property. And with the rezone, you can see that there is some wetlands that were determined, and that is being asked to be rezoned to reflect that, that it hasn't been before. So with that, we can have the petitioner explain anything else that you want to add in regards to this request.
Thanks. And again, just for the record, if you'd state your name and address, please.
Sure. John Oregon, 844 172nd Avenue, Paris Township, Wisconsin, 53182. So basically, this is, as Andy stated, is just a continuation of a 20-acre development that has actually been probably three more or more years in the works with the town of Paris. We've created a PUD. A lot of this stuff was kind of the first time through on a lot of this, so it took a lot of time to get through it. But right now, we're to the point that we have the preliminary plats done. We've been working with the town and the county. Had approval in June with the township on the preliminary plat and rezoning request. And now here I am.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate you being here tonight. Committee members, any questions for Mr. Lorbit? Anything at all? Any questions or feedback from the committee? Okay, hearing none, then I'll just ask the public, is there anybody here to speak in opposition to numbers 15 or 16? Anybody from the public that's here to speak in opposition to 15 or 16? Hearing none, anybody that's here to speak in favor? I did it again. Anybody that's here to speak in favor? All right, hearing none. And Andy, if you would, for the record, just let us know what the town's feedback is on that and any additional info we should know, please.
Yes, thank you. And so the town of Paris did review the rezoning and the preliminary plat on their town board meeting June 22nd. Both had a motion to approve and both carried unanimously. With this, any motion to approve, we would recommend with staff's review that this be approved subject to the conditions of the preliminary plat, which would then allow it to, and Mr. Oregon, to move ahead with completing the final plat and bringing that before the town and the county for approval.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Committee members, any additional questions or feedback? Anything at all? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt numbers 15 and 16. Numbers 15 and 16.
So moved.
Motion made by Supervisor Maurer with the conditions. I'll second that. Supervisor Yashke.
Again, just a simple voice vote on this. Youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, 15 and 16 carries. And again, we wish you well as you move forward with this development. Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.
Okay, that leads us to our last land use item, developed property number 17. And Andy, if you would rebook this into the record, I need to ask that we first remove it from the table. Again, this was another item that had previously been scheduled to come before us, and we temporarily delayed it until tonight. So is there a motion that we remove number 17 from the table?
I'll move to remove 17 from the table. I'll second.
Made by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Pfaff. Youth and Governance, all in favor of removing 17 from the table, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, this is removed from the table, and we're ready to address this tonight. Andy, if you would read this into the record, and then we'll have you share your perspective for us. All right, Andy.
Okay, thank you. So item 17 is a request of the Del Dairy LLC, 27425 31st Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, owner Jasper Dury, 27700 41st Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168, agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-283-0101, located in the town of Brighton. So with this, we have a map. And we have it here. And you can see the overall property is outlined in yellow. And then this area where the rezoning is being requested to be changed from A1 and A2, A1 to C1 with regards to the wetland that was found on the property based upon site conditions where this property, the reason is being rezoned is so that it can be attached to this parcel here, and that eliminates this flake part of this larger three piece and squares things off, and the petitioner can explain anything additionally.
Okay, great. So if you would just, you know, officially state your name and address for the record and share any additional information you'd like us to know, please. Thanks for being here tonight.
Jasper Dury, 27700 41st Street, Salem, Tom Brighton. We're looking to just clean up the lot line.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, let's continue with number 17. Supervisors, any questions at all? Any questions for Mr. Duvall? Okay. Hearing none, then I'll just ask the public, is there anybody that's here to speak in favor of number 17 tonight? Anybody that's here to speak in favor? Hearing none, anybody to speak in opposition to number 17 tonight? Anybody here to speak in opposition? All right, hearing none. Then Andy, if you would just give us any additional feedback from the town, and then if there's no further discussion, committee members, I'll entertain a motion that we act upon this.
Yes, thank you. So the town of Brighton met on this item on June 14th. The motion was made to approve and it passed unanimously.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the committee? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we act upon number 17.
Move to approve.
Second.
Move, motion made by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and Governance, we'll start with you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, committee members, all in favor of number 17, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, this carries unanimously. Thank you. Appreciate you being here tonight. We wish you well with this cleanup project. Okay, then that leads us to number 14 on our agenda.
This is our, we're going to have a presentation tonight from Sewer Pack, and we will be, there'll be some slides and things available. I believe Andy will be doing that from his end, and so I'll just direct the committee members to their attention to this presentation, and then we will act upon it at that point. Okay. If you would just please introduce yourself to us, and then we'll just jump right in. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Ben McCabe, Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. I'd like to thank you for allowing us a few minutes tonight to discuss the comprehensive economic development strategy for the region, 2021 to 2025. And we refer to this document in shorthand basically as the SED, so that's how I'll refer to it as opposed to going through the long name. I think in your meeting packets, you were provided with a relatively lengthy PowerPoint presentation. It has a lot of detail in it. We're going to try to summarize this a little bit for you tonight so it doesn't take quite so long to go through, and I'll try to cue Andy to move through the slides. So with that, I think we move on to slide number two. Basically, tonight, I just want to summarize what the SEDS is, you know, why the county would take up the SEDS, and maybe a few benefits and implementation of this particular report. So it is an opportunity for public and private sector entities to kind of get together and develop a regional economic development plan for Southeastern Wisconsin. And these SEDS documents are created for regions across the country, really. So this is something that's done. One of the primary purposes is to ensure that regions and counties and local governments are eligible to apply for U.S. Economic Development Administration economic development grants for projects within their regions. This report has been prepared by the Milwaukee 7 group with staff assistance from Sewer Pack, and then also input from the Regional Economic Partnership, which is a sort of a working group of the Milwaukee 7 or M7. Kava is represented on that partnership and here tonight as well. Kava did provide, I believe, a letter of support regarding the SEDS, this draft SEDS. And that regional economic partnership includes not only representation from Kenosha County, but also the other six counties in the seven-county region, as well as the city of Milwaukee, We Energies, and Sewer Pack. This SEDS for 2021 to 2025 would then, if adopted by the seven counties in the region and the commission, would replace the SEDS that was adopted in 2015 by Kenosha County, as well as the other counties in the region and the commission. Andy, if you can go to slide number three. So these SEDS are updated once every 5 years, and that's something that we need to do to ensure that the region stays in compliance with what EDA requires for being eligible to apply for these economic development grants. These grants typically are going to go for things like public infrastructure that might spur job growth, maybe also revolving loan funds, as well as some other business assistance programs. So again, that's kind of the primary function of having this SEDS in place. It does have a few other benefits, one of those benefits being that other federal agencies may look favorably upon just generally having regional planning efforts in place, so it could help with different grants maybe from other agencies outside of EDA. Also, having the SEDS in place could potentially in the future allow the EDA to designate the region of Southeastern Wisconsin as an economic development district, which does have some advantages as well. I'll cover that on the next slide, slide four, Andy. So currently, and also by updating the SEDS, the region and really its county and local governments within the region are eligible to apply for grants for economic development projects that are located in census tracts that the EDA identifies as being in economic distress. And those are the census tracts that are shown in green on the slide up on the screen. Those census tracts typically would have a high unemployment rate, at least 1% over the U.S. average, or maybe low per capita incomes. And they do change over time. Usually a new map comes out every year from EDA, and we actually post that on the Sewer Pack website and make people aware of it. So people are aware where these economic districts are. There's 221 in the region and 18 in the county. Now, in the future, if the SEDS is in place and becoming the economic development district is pursued, one of the benefits of that is that projects outside of the green areas may also be eligible for an EDA grant if it can be demonstrated that that project would benefit residents from economic interest areas. So that's kind of one of the main benefits of becoming an economic development district if that path is chosen in the future. And we can move to the next slide, Andy. Basic timeline we've been working on is for a year. We had some stakeholder input in October. We did strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats analysis, and that's something that EDA wants to have included in these reports, so we did that in October. Used feedback from that to develop a draft plan, which again we presented to the public in March of this year, and incorporated more feedback to get us to the revised draft that the county is looking at currently. Hopefully we'll have that draft adopted again by all seven counties in the region and the commission later this summer and into September. You can move to the next slide, Amy. So just a little bit of background on what's actually in this report. There's kind of three main sections, I think. One of those is a summary background, which is like lots of inventory data regarding the region's economy, current conditions, historical trends, and future projections. And then I'll talk about the action plan a little bit in just a minute, as well as the implementation section. This summary background information did inform us when we were drafting the action plan. That was one of the things that informed us. One of the findings that we're focused on from that data were racial disparities within the region, as well as the need to focus on economic resilience. And both of these things are actually relatively important when it comes to project review. Equity and resilience are now the two top priorities as of April that EDA is looking at when it's reviewing things like the SEDS documents as well as economic development individual projects. So that's so there's a focus on those two issues in this report. You can move to the next slide, Andy. This is a little bit more detail on some of the findings from that inventory data. You know, we are, compared to other large metro areas, a relatively slow growth region in both population and jobs are sort of intertwined, actually. We do have an aging population like every other large metro area in the country, so that's going to create some, I think, competition for future workers, an important consideration as we are developing this report. There's a need for affordable housing in some areas of the region that have major employment centers. Again, the disparities that I talked about, as well as a strong higher educational institution base within the region, important natural, cultural, and recreational assets that could make our region competitive as we move forward. Broadband access is an issue in a couple different ways. In a few parts of the region in more rural areas, the infrastructure is a bit of an issue, and then affordability for pockets of concentrations of low-income households in our region is also an issue. Transportation challenges is an issue. However, we do have strong industry clusters in the region, whether it's energy and controls or water or food and beverage manufacturing, finance and insurance, medical technology, et cetera. So those are some of the positives that came out of this information. I think you can flip to the next slide, Andy. Just a few quick highlights from that SWOT analysis. Again, EDA wanted to make sure that we did this and included it in the report. There was a lot of public input on this. Key strengths, manufacturing in the region, those industry clusters that I talked about, weaknesses, again, the disparities, opportunities, technology and manufacturing, as well as maybe improving in an entrepreneurial climate. In the region, and then the key thread really again is that aging population that all regions across the country are facing, where people are aging out of the workforce. You can flip to the next slide, Andy. So kind of the main meat of the report is what is referred to as the action plan. That includes the economic development vision, goals, strategies, and actions in the report. I'm actually really just going to, I think, focus on this slide. There's several other slides that provide a lot more detail regarding the strategies in the report, and there's obviously a lot more detail in the report itself. but I think for keeping it brief this evening, this does a good job, this particular slide, of really summarizing this portion of the report. So in developing this action plan that was informed by that background data and by that SWOT analysis and public input, and also was heavily influenced by the Milwaukee 7 Prosperity for 2025 campaign and the work that they do. Of course, they kind of lead a lot of the economic development work at a regional level in southeastern Wisconsin. So they provided a lot of the input into the actions that may be taken to further economic development. This vision, and a vision is something EDA wants to see in these reports, is to be a globally competitive region that fosters innovation, collaboration, and sustainable prosperity and a high quality of life for all. And then M7 really developed then five main goals that we included in the region, and this graphic on this slide kind of shows how those goals work. So there's one kind of unifying goal, which is sort of to unite the region under this strategy. And then, as M7 puts it, there's three supporting pillars, pretty basic, to grow the economy, to attract talent and grow workforce talent in the region, to make sure the region is livable and competitive to attract new business and new workers. And then all of that is underpinned by need for a sound infrastructure, whether that's transportation, whether that's broadband, or whether that's housing. And then there's, again, detailed strategies and actions that support those goals. And equity and resilience, again, are highlighted, and they are top priorities of EDA. So with that, Andy, I think you can flip all the way to slide 17, where we talk about plan implementation. This is another very important aspect of these reports. So there's a few things that EDA wants us to require in these sections of SEDS. One of those is performance measures. So what was used was what M7 uses in its scorecard. So it looks at businesses it's attracted and retained, jobs from those business wins, average wages of those jobs, payroll from those jobs, and then additional capital investment for economic development in the region. In addition to these performance measures, kind of in a separate effort, but I think related, Sewer PAC is currently working on a performance website where we're looking at measures such as transportation, housing, land use, the environment, and socioeconomic measures in the region, and we intend to update that website once we get it going later this year, probably on a yearly basis. So that provides an addition to what's in this performance measure scorecard in the SEDS. Economic prior investment priorities from EDA are also explained in the implementation section. Again, we had talked about their focus on equity and resilience. They also focus on things like technology jobs, manufacturing jobs. I think developing workforce are all priorities that would be discussed in this section. There are also specific economic development projects listed in this section. There's tables at the regional level and then tables for every county. So CAVA did work, I believe, with the county and local governments and then provided us with updates for projects that needed to be included in this table. And this, of course, directly links projects to the SEDS, which is necessary for a successful application to move forward with EDA approval for a specific project. And I do want to note that the goals, objectives, the goals, strategies, and actions in the action plan are very wide-ranging and hit on a bunch of issues that are EDA priorities. And one of the reasons for doing that was that if a project, even if it's not specifically listed in this table because we don't know every opportunity that's going to come forward in the next 5 years, an applicant, which would be a county or local government likely, could still maybe make a link between a project and a SEDS by saying, well, it falls under one of these goals or strategies or actions in the action plan. So that's an important thing to note as well. You can move to the next slide, Andy. So here we label this next steps, but we're really in the last step. We're, again, working with each county in the region for county board adoption. And as well, we anticipate that the Regional Planning Commission will consider this for adoption in September and then hopefully move this forward to EDA after that for approval. So that wraps up the presentation. If there are questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Supervisor Rubis.
Thanks, Chair. How many other counties have adopted this?
All counties are exactly, basically in this point in the process of committees looking at this, and then moving forward to county board. So.
Okay. And then I have two additional questions. So, presentation talks about different points about racial and socioeconomic disparities. At one point, the presentation says, "Well, greatest racial that Southeast Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial disparities in the nation." Have we identified what those racial disparities are?
Yeah, so the disparities, and this is actually something that's talked about not only in the SEDS, but some previous regional plans that Sewer PAC has done, particularly Vision 2050, the Regional Land Use and Transportation Plan, and then a related report that we did that compares the region to other large metro areas in a number of topics such as transportation, economic measures, housing, things like that. So the stark disparities that were found from that data, which is based largely on census data and other available data, were in educational attainment rates, poverty rates, and income rates. I believe one example would be white households in a region may have annual incomes of half or more, twice or more, as African-American households or Hispanic households is one example.
And then where else is this comparable throughout the region? Where is our region comparable? So like, what would we compare ourselves to? So we have that benchmark to say, okay, you know, maybe right now we look a lot like the Philly area. How do we come beyond that or wherever that area may be?
So the actual statistics which are listed in the reports that I referred to, we looked at, I think, about 30 large metro areas across the region. So the regions, the metro areas that we chose were in the Midwest, basically just all metro areas over a million people, and then outside of the Midwest, metro areas with populations of a million to about 3 million people. So that's kind of the different areas that we were comparing ourselves to. And then we do have there's something like 50 different measures, and we do have tables that show where the southeastern Wisconsin region, specifically actually the Milwaukee metro area, so this particular report is actually on that four county metro area, but the full region has many of the same characteristics as the metro area. So there are tables that list where we rank in a whole bunch of different criteria, whether it's transportation, again, housing, whether it's income. So in a lot of the measures, we rank relatively low, and in measures such as segregation, housing segregation, and this is typical of several decades, the region, and specifically the metro area, usually ranks last or near the last compared to other large metro areas in the country.
And then so we've identified what some of these issues are compared to our places in the nation. In the report, is there something that says this is how we're going to address that?
Yeah, so there are a number of strategies that I did not go into detail on that are found under each of those five goals that talk about how to address making up these disparities and a number of actions under each of those strategies. And they're pretty numerous, actually. And I would also point out that really the areas of the region, including Kenosha County, that would benefit most from having the SEDS in place are going to be areas that do have concentrations of low-income households, which oftentimes in our region overlap with communities of color. And those are the areas where potentially EDA funding could come in to provide hopefully a boost for some economic development projects and some job creation.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions or feedback? Yes,
I have a question. On page 7 of the summary background key findings, there's a point of that it's a slow growth region. Could you define that a little bit? I think you touched on it, and I might have missed it.
Yeah, so comparative to those large metro areas that I talked about, basically all the large metro areas in the Midwest region of the country, and then any other metro area between 1 million and 3 million people, when it comes to anticipated population growth, it would be slow compared to definitely large metro areas outside of the Midwest and slower than most metro areas inside the Midwest. And that's really coupled with job growth as well, mostly because it's really impossible to grow jobs without adding people now. And that wasn't necessarily always the case in the region, but there's a couple factors that have made attracting new residents to the region more important than ever before. Mostly it's the baby boomer generation aging out of the workforce, and then the generation aging into the workforce is not necessarily any larger than that baby boom generation, so there is a need for attraction for that reason.
Thank you.
Anything else from the committee at all? Any other feedback or questions?
Say this is approved by us, and it goes to the county board. The county board approves it. Our neighboring counties are the same. And this goes to the EDA, correct? They approve it. What kind of, I understand they're giving grants, what are those grants used for? I mean, it's easy to say, we need to attract young people. We need to attract more affordable housing for these young people, because that's all kind of goes hand in hand, a lot of these issues. What can these grants be used when it comes to that? Is it brick and mortar development? Is it job training? Is it mix of all that?
Yeah, I think workforce training is certainly going to be something that would be allowable for a project under EDA review. As well, I think what is really common is going to be public infrastructure that would spur job growth. So that might be an example, might be improvements to sewer and water, or maybe local roads to develop a business park, something like that. Actually providing money to a individual business operator to build a brick and mortar establishment. I'm not sure that would be something that would be necessarily under EDA's purview. It would be more public infrastructure, I believe, and as well revolving loan funds, I believe, or something that that could be supported by EDA if this sets us in place.
Thank you.
Anything else at all? Anything else from the committee? All right, the very last slide, slide number 19, if you actually click on where it says sewerpack.org, that will take you to the website. Those are live links there, committee members, so within your packet info, if you click on those, you can really dig in and do some additional research on specific items that you may find of interest.
And the full report is available on the SewerPack website. It'll look like this. That's it.
Okay, great. Committee members, anything else at all? Well, then, yes, Supervisor Rodriguez.
I'm going to support this tonight. My one ask to you or somebody else from your organization is that somebody be at our next county board meeting with us can take it up. There's a lot of information in here that I think beyond what we give as a typical report, which is very short, that I care the rest of our colleagues on the county board appreciate, so they really understand the gravity of this, myself included, because I've been on the board now 3 years, but not quite long enough to have understood this one when it was last seen. There are quite a few of my colleagues that are in similar situations myself, where it's our first time addressing this. So I think, if, like I said, somebody, yourself or somebody, could be at our next county board meeting.
Yeah, it is actually. It's on my calendar to attend, so I certainly can do that. Would it basically a similar presentation be of value to the full county?
I think so. Yeah,
I think that would be great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And with that, I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Motion by Supervisor Rodriguez. Seconded by Supervisor Bauer. Any discussion from the committee? Any discussion?
Can I ask you just one question? You showed the blighted areas where they were aqua, and I noticed Paddock Lake and Salem had some, but there are, I believe, 8 categories that could lead to this: age, racial, economic. How do we determine what the problem is in those areas? The coloration.
Yeah, so the coloration, there's actually 2 categories that EDA looks at when it's identifying these economically distressed areas. So one of those is high unemployment, and the other is going to be a lower than average per capita income. Those are, I'd have to check. We can see if there's data on exactly which of the, and these are done by census tract, by the way, that's how the EDA defines these economically distressed areas. And there may be information on the website that we get this information from. EDA actually puts together a website called Stats America. And then the unemployment and income data is taken from the American Community Survey, which is something that's done by the census, so it's a Census Bureau product. And they update that website every year. That's where we get the information from and share it with county and local government so they know where projects may be eligible. I can check that website to see if there's a determination between whether it's the unemployment level or the income level that's causing a particular census tract to be identified as economically distressed. If that information is not available on the website, however, and you do have questions about why a specific tract is distressed, that's information that we could actually get independently at SewerPAC through the census.
I think that might be a question that might be asked at the general county board meeting.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Okay, we do have a motion before us. Is there any further discussion? Is there any further discussion? All right, hearing none, then I'll ask Youth and Governance. We're simply adopting this to send it before the county board as a whole. Youth and Governance, all in favor of adopting this, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? All right, committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, nay? Thank you. Appreciate your summary of this very comprehensive economic strategy. And thanks for your work to help position our region to be able to access all the resources that are available. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so if you're following along with our agenda, that was number 14, which we had moved to right toward the end of our meeting. That leads us now to number 18. Number 18, approval of our June 9th, 2021 minutes. Is there a motion? Motion's been made by Supervisor Rodriguez.
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Maurer. Any discussion on the approval of the minutes from June 9th? Otherwise, Youth and Governance, all in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nay. All right. Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. The minutes carry. That leads us now to citizen comments. Citizen comments, and we have a couple of people left in the hall tonight. Is there anybody that would like to speak? All right. Anybody that would like to speak tonight? Hearing none. Citizens comments are closed.
More missed calls.
Supervisors or staff members, is there any other business as allowed by law? Is there any other business as allowed by law? You know, typically, Andy, you have updates for us at this point. Committee members, is there anything else you'd like to address at this point? All right, then Andy, I'll just ask for you to give us any updates that we should be aware of.
Sure, thank you. So we will have a meeting on August 11th. We have at least one item that will be coming for the committee.
Okay, thank you. So tonight was a little bit of a heavier lift. It looks like next month at this point is going to be more brief. And just stay tuned whether or not we have a work session. Again, I know based upon other responsibilities, not everybody's able to attend those work sessions. But based upon Andy's discretion, we may or may not have a work session, you know, depending on the workload. Okay, Andy, anything else that we should be aware of?
I don't have anything else. Again, I appreciate everyone working with me in this situation, just being able to chime in remotely.
Well, thank you. I think it worked once we got logged in and got the technology cooperating. I think it worked about as well as could be expected, so thank you. We'll look forward to all being back together in person. We'll anticipate doing that next month. With that being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion has been made by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. Before you leave, I just have one more attendance sheet for you to sign, and then I think we'll be ready to go. Okay, all in favor, Youth and Governance, to adjourn, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay, Supervisors, all in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? We are adjourned. All right, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Okay, was there